Christ's Victory Over Death by Alberto Tim, read for you by Bella. I'm a volunteer for Christian Record Services. The gospel record says that late on Friday afternoon, when Jesus was already dead, John 19, verse 30, and verses 33 through 35, Joseph of Arimathea asked for his body, wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his new tomb which he had hewn out of the rock, and he rolled a large stone against the tomb's entrance and went away. Matthew 27, verses 59 through 60, New King James Version. On the Sabbath, while the followers of Jesus were resting according to the commandment, Luke 23, verse 56, the chief priests and Pharisees went to Pilate. They told him that Jesus had said, "After 3 days I will rise," Matthew 27, verse 63. Upon their request, Pilate ordered that the stone at the entrance of the tomb be sealed and that Roman soldiers guard the tomb, verses 65 and 66. From a human perspective, everything was in place to keep Christ confined in the tomb. But in the end, all these precautions only helped to make Christ's resurrection even more earth-shaking. Predictions of Christ's resurrection. Centuries before Christ was on earth, David stated, "You will not leave my soul in Sheol, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption," Psalm 16, verse 10. While primarily dealing with the hope of the faithful, this psalm also carries an insightful messianic glimpse. Both Peter, in his sermon at Pentecost, Acts 2, verses 22 through 36, and Paul, in the synagogue of Antioch of Pisidia, Acts 13, verses 34 through 37, applied this passage to Jesus Christ, who was raised before his body would face corruption. On several occasions, Christ himself spoke of his forthcoming death and resurrection. For example, at the first cleansing of the temple, Jesus referred to his death and resurrection as destroying the temple of his body and, in 3 days, raising it up again, John 2, verse 21. To his disciples, he mentioned time and again that he would be killed and be raised on the third day, Matthew 16, verse 21, 17, verse 23, 20, verse 19, Mark 9, verse 31, 10, verse 34, Luke 9, verse 22, and 18, verse 33. And on the way from the upper room to Gethsemane, Jesus told them, "After I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee," Mark 14, verse 28, Matthew 28, verse 16. As noted earlier, even the chief priests and Pharisees were worried about Jesus' promise, "After 3 days I will rise," Matthew 27, verse 63. All these resurrection predictions were made by Christ himself and are recorded in the four Gospels. If the resurrection of Christ was just a vision, illusion, or myth, then Christ lied to his own disciples, promising them what he never fulfilled. But praise the Lord, that was not the case. Those promises of Jesus were recorded in the Gospels, either by eyewitnesses of the risen Christ, Matthew and John, or by writers who interviewed eyewitnesses, Mark and Luke. Furthermore, the records themselves were written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, many years after the resurrection, after enough time had passed to make apparent any unfulfilled expectations. He is risen. The Gospels declare that Jesus died about the ninth hour of that Friday, known as the day of preparation for the Sabbath, Matthew 27, verse 46 and verse 62, Mark 15, verses 34 through 37 and verse 42, Luke 23, verses 44 through 46 and verse 54, and John 19, verse 42. He rested in the tomb during the Sabbath, Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60, Mark 15, verses 42 through 46, Luke 23, verses 50 through 56, and John 19, verses 38 through 42, and rose from the dead very early on, the first day of the week, Matthew 28, verses 1 and 2, Mark 16, verses 1 through 4, Luke 24, verses 1 through 3, and John 20, verse 1. All that Jesus' enemies could do to prevent the resurrection of Jesus was carefully done. Behind the scenes, Satan himself set his guard about the tomb, seeking to hold Christ a prisoner. Ellen G. White, The Desire of Ages, page 782. But neither the sealed stone, nor the Roman soldiers, nor even the hosts of evil together could hold Christ in that tomb. After healing the man born blind, Jesus had said to the skeptical Jews, "I have power to lay it my life down, and I have power to take it again." John 10, verse 18. Now the time had arrived for the one who had raised other dead ones to come back to life. The Gospel of Matthew says that there was a great earthquake when an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door of the tomb. Matthew 28, verse 2. With a mighty power, Jesus Christ left the tomb, triumphantly proclaiming his decisive victory over death, Satan, and the hosts of evil. But he did not come from the grave alone, for he raised with him many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep and who went afterward into the holy city of Jerusalem and appeared to many as eyewitnesses of the resurrection. Matthew chapter 27, verses 52 and 53. These people were early trophies of his glorious victory over death. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection of the dead, but the Pharisees did, Matthew 22, verse 23, and Acts 23, verse 8. Regardless of their conflicting views, how could either party admit that the same Jesus that they demanded to be crucified had been resurrected? The chief priests, attempting to disguise the reality of the resurrection, bribed the Roman guards to deny it, Matthew 28, verses 11 through 15, but they could not silence the powerful testimony of those who were resurrected with him. And even more convincing, no one could deny the many appearances of the risen Christ and the testimonies of those who saw him alive. During the 40 days between his resurrection and his ascension, Christ appeared to the women who came to the tomb, Matthew 28, verse 1 and verses 9 and 10, Mark 16, verses 9 and 10, and John 20, verses 14 through 18, his disciple Peter, Luke 24, verse 34, and 1 Corinthians 15, verse 5, two disciples on their way to Emmaus, Mark 16, verse 12, and Luke 24, verses 13 through 35, his disciples in the upper room, Luke 24, verses 33 through 49, and John 20, verses 19 through 29, and over 500 brethren at once, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 6. After his ascension, Christ also appeared to Saul, who became the Apostle Paul, Acts 9, verses 1 through 9. Paul wrote forcefully, "And if Christ has not been raised, then all our preaching is useless, and your faith is useless, and we apostles would all be lying about God, for we have said that God raised Christ from the grave." 1 Corinthians 15, verses 14 and 15, New Living Translation. On the Isle of Patmos, the Lord revealed himself to the Apostle John with the words, "I am the living one. I died, but look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and the grave." Revelation 1, verse 18. By presenting himself as holding the keys of death and the grave, Christ confirmed his divine credentials over death and the grave and his power to finally raise all his faithful children from their graves. The empty tomb points to our risen Savior, and he is the assurance of eternal life.